This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand.
To the Special Chronicles show. This is episode 540. My name is Daniel Smogowski, and I'm the founder of Special Chronicles and a Special Olympics Southern Survival International Global Messenger. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream archives of over 730 episodes absolutely for free, and to follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, our guest is Illinois Miss Amazing 2022, Miss Edith Reynolds, and her right-hand man is a returning guest, Jose Moreno. So please put your virtual hands together as we welcome Edith and Jose on the Special Chronicles podcast. Welcome, Edith and Jose.
Hi.
Hi.
So, yeah, I think, Edith, this is your first time on the show, I think. I don't know why my voice went high. Jose, you've been a returning, you are a returning guest. And
yes, I am, Dan.
This is anytime. And Edith, I know this is a last minute. You can blame your right hand man for a last minute podcast. Okay. With that, do I need to find my crickets? Okay. So let's go ahead and have you guys introduce yourself. We'll begin with. Well, usually we say ladies first, but we're going to, because Edith, you're the focus on the podcast, you're the focus on this episode, we're going to begin with Jose. And for any longtime listeners, we'll know who you are, Jose. But for any new listeners, tell us, just briefly introduce yourself to our listeners.
So I'm Jose Moreno. I play sports with NASA Northeast Space Special Recreation Association. I do volleyball. I used to do volleyball. Excuse me. I do unified bocce ball and bowling. I'm also part of the athlete leadership team at Special Olympics Illinois. I'm also part of the law enforcement torch run. I'm the athlete liaison.
Awesome.
And I also do esports. I also host my own podcast. Yeah.
Awesome. And we'll get into your new title of being Edith's right-hand man in the next segment. But, Edith, why don't you, we've known each other for many years through Special Olympics Illinois, but share with our listeners how you and I got connected and your connection and what disability you're diagnosed with, and yeah.
Well, I'm Edith Reynolds, and I'm the Illinois Miss Amazing 2022 Miss Queen, and I met Daniel through a bunch of conferences we did for Special Olympics as a global messenger or an athlete leader now. On top of Jose introducing him to me too.
And
Daniel likes to throw bags at me.
I wasn't gonna bring that up, but okay. See,
I play a bunch of sports with Special Olympics, and I have epilepsy, and so yeah.
Awesome. Well, Awesome. I wasn't going to bring up the whole throwing bags at... That's, see, now all listeners are going to think that as a podcast host likes to just throw bags at a Miss Amazing Queen. Oh, Miss. Oh, Queen. Yeah.
Wait, this is off the script, but have you guys versus each other in swimming?
Have we? Wait, what region are you in, Edith? Because I'm in region C.
Region A.
So, maybe not at the regional, maybe downstate?
At state, though, we have.
Have we wasted? Like, have we been in the same races?
No.
Huh. Okay.
Good. Have you done the IM? Have you done the 400?
No.
Okay.
I've done the 50. No. I've done the 50. I've done the 50 and the 25. Like, yeah, I'm more kind of the shorter distances. Yeah. Okay. Good question.
Yeah, have you done the 1500 before?
Track? No, I don't do track. I do basketball. Anyways,
then why didn't you play against my team
in basketball?
Yeah,
my team didn't make it on state. Okay. So let's kind of circle back. Thanks, Jose, for. I mean, good question.
Anytime, Daniel.
But thanks for throwing us off our game.
Daniel started it.
I think Jose started kind of go. Okay, I with throwing bags off. Okay. It just goes to show you that as a, I'm good at hosting a podcast. I'm not good at the bag. So, if Special Olympics ever creates the bags as a sport, I might need to. Practice that.
Actually, it's a pilot program.
Is this breaking news? Are we breaking news on this podcast?
It's been a pilot program for almost, 5 months?
In Illinois?
In limited regions right now.
Just in Illinois, right? Because we have listeners.
It's going to be unified bag, but it's going to be in Illinois.
Awesome. So maybe we need to circle back on that topic of a unified bags on another podcast. That's a good topic for another podcast. So we might be Jose. Anyways, let's move on. And Edith, tell us what year you got started in Special Olympics Illinois and how you got started in Special Olympics.
I started 19 years ago.
Wow.
And I was 7.5 years old, and I started with swimming and bowling, mm-hmm. and from there on, I just love to do more sports and stuff, so.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get into more about your story in Special Olympics in the third segment, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will get to... all about Miss Amazing and your pre-Miss Amazing and talking about your white hand man and all of that after the break because we need all of you to support this podcast so we can continue sharing stories like Edith's is and Jose's. Can I talk? I think I talked. I think that's. Anyway.
You might have to edit this later.
Oh, I'm not doing any. This is all. This is all like real. This is all like a reality show. No, I didn't.
All right, then. Cue those sponsors.
Cue that break. Edith and Jose will be back after the break right here on SpecialQuanticles.com. Support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. As an independent public media podcast, Special Chronicles will always be there for you. Now we're asking you to be there for us. As a nonprofit independent media organization, we can only make programs like Special Chronicles with listener support. Our programs provide weekly, candid, honest, and inspiring conversations about the people with disabilities community that creates awareness, support, and advocacy within each week's episode. Listeners tell us our shows are an enjoyable and necessary podcast for the intellectual and developmental disability community and everyone else who is able to listen to stories about life from a different angle. Please, if you and your family love our weekly podcasts, make a one-time, monthly, or annual gift of thanks today. Support this podcast at specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give. Oh, that's a lot of good. Sorry. We're back.
Interesting. So they catch you drinking a water bottle.
And introducing Daniel with the water bottle.
Yeah, right.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes during the breaks, I'm especially if I'm recording with a guest in person, we'll like talk during the break because our mics will be muted, and then we come back and I'm not paying attention and it's all good. Anyways,
it makes you look like you're thirsty.
It does. It does. And just to let our listeners know, it's only water in here. I mean.
Right.
For all of our Special Olympics listeners, it's just water in there. Okay. Our guests, so Edith, Illinois Miss Amazing 2022, and Jose from Live with Jose TV fame. And Jose, I mean Edith. What? Sorry, Edith. We're going to you. Take us back to pre-Miss Amazing. Your Leo's growing up with a disability. What was your life pre-Miss Amazing?
As now?
Like, before you got involved in Miss Amazing, what was your life like before you got involved?
Mostly sports. And that was pretty much it. And then someone introduced in 2014 Miss Amazing to me. And I've done it since.
Neat. And what about before you got involved in Special Olympics? What was your life like? You said that you first got involved in Special Olympics when you were 7. So what was life like before that in your... I know that was a long time ago. I mean, for Jose and me, probably even a long, long, long time ago. Not so
negative.
What?
A lot of negative.
A lot of negative. Yeah, I think that's what for a lot of us athletes... In Special Olympics, that's a lot. Like Jose can probably relate. I know I can relate. A lot of I'm not sure to share my story in this episode, but I know like growing up for me, like I would come home in tears with classmates not understanding me and stuff. Can you kind of talk a little bit about some of those? It might be painful to talk about, but I think it will give listeners context to. Yo, Oli, it was kind of, what was that life like for you?
So, as I was getting negativeness, farther down until I started Special Olympics, when I started Special Olympics, I realized that those negatives are actually what fuels me to get stronger. So I use those negatives and I turn them around and as positive things instead of the negative.
Awesome.
To make me a stronger person.
Awesome. I love that. You use your challenges and turn it into your positive. I know in some of the recent speeches that I've given, I've talked about that, how taking the challenges and turning it into
positive.
Your positive and turning it into your strength. So now fast forward to you've been involved in Special Olympics for so many years, and we'll get into more of that in the next segment. But now you said that you were introduced to Miss Amazing. Can you tell us about, first of all, listeners who might not know what the organization is. Tell us what is Miss Amazing, what is Miss Amazing, and how you folks got involved.
So Miss Amazing is actually a nonprofit organization for girls and women with disabilities, but also the what's really nice about it is the girls and women that have disabilities, they get paired up with someone without a disability. Mm. It's almost like a unified partner.
Huh?
But most of the focus is on the girls with disabilities.
Awesome. Awesome. And why, when you were introduced about Miss Amazing, why did you want to be involved in Miss Amazing? Is it about like wearing the crown, like what you're wearing now? Or is it like, I guess, yeah, why did you want to kind of be involved in this beauty pageant? And
So when I got introduced to it, I was like, well, this could be something to help me with my shyness, because I was always shy. And then I got introduced to Miss Amazing. I took a break after the first year I got introduced to it, because I had so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Came back the following year, came back in 2016, and that's when everything, all the talking came, the non-shyness came out of me.
Awesome. So did
it's almost like the negatives released of me, and those positives came out.
I love what you said. Can you repeat that again for our listeners? The negative.
So the shyness is basically what my negative was, and those negatives have finally came out of me. Mostly have come out. So now those positives are also coming out, because the negatives were holding those positives back.
Awesome. That's really powerful. I think I might have found my clip for this episode. moving on. You had said, and this, I guess this is, we had a really quick pre-show. Like, I basically wrote the show notes before I pressed record. And you had said that one of the, in your upcoming Miss Amazing competition, pageant, you have a man escort you. And so I'm going to ask who your right-hand man is. It would be so funny if you say it's not the other person that is on the show today, but can you tell us who your right-hand man is and how you met him and what your relationship is with him? You can get all graphic or graphic that you want.
The right-hand man in the past years actually has been a volunteer person that we have on the show, on Miss Amazing. But like my brother, a friend, whoever, or a volunteer right-hand man. But this year, my right-hand man is actually Jose, who is my boyfriend.
Awesome. And did he, when you told him about...
He volunteered himself.
So did he... Because I remember when we were a couple years ago at our Leadership Academy, which you had mentioned, that's how we met at a lot of the athlete leadership conferences that we attended in Special Olympics. So you were telling us when Karen Milligan, and we'll have to share this episode with her, so shout out to Karen, but you were telling us all about Miss Amazing. Is that how Jose found out about being, because I think, if I remember correctly, you were looking for more of the guys, like, although... Yeah, you look for guys to be your white hand man. Like that was a big push that you were doing 2 years ago at our Athlete Leadership Academy. Is that how Jose found out, or can you kind of, yeah? And then maybe we'll bring in Jose into the conversation after. But can you tell us, like, yeah,
So Jose actually found out from me. And I actually told him about it at a Special Olympics event. And then I told him a little bit more over the phone, talking to him.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's bring Jose in to this. I'm sure we'll bring Jose in again near the end of the episode as well. But Jose, can you when Edith told you about being her right hand man for this Miss Amazing, what was going through your head? Like, did you know anything about Miss Amazing, or just kind of tell us what did you not know anything, or what was he's thinking.
So, thank you once again, Daniel. Tell you the truth, I didn't really know much about the right-hand man position and what I was going to be entitled to do. But since my girlfriend introduced me, I decided I'll put in the application. I'll volunteer. And it's pretty cool because you could have a person with or without intellectual disability be a right-hand man. Mm-hmm. And you could be a right-hand man for multiple pageant winners, I think, or contestants. Yeah, multiple pageant contestants. And I'm excited to be her right-hand man because I think we can increase the athlete involvement or increase more people to enjoy and getting involved into Miss Amazing and getting this program of right hand man to make it a little bit bigger and expand it a little bit more, because I think each contestant should have a right hand man with them. It, like she said, it could be a volunteer, it could be a brother, it could be a sister. I've seen pictures that in the past police officers have done it, firefighters have done it, so it really could be anybody. Like I said, I'm really excited to be her right-hand man. It's going to be so much fun.
Is it a state pageant? I'm about to say competition, but like, because
we'll answer your question.
Yeah.
It is a state pageant. It's this Saturday.
Hold on. Listeners are going to hear this in the middle of August. So
to answer your question, yes, it is a state pageant.
Okay.
So you put the application in. They have to select you, and you put the person that you want to be paired up with. If you don't want to be paired up with anybody, they'll pair you up with a contestant based on your age level sometimes, sometimes not.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Anything else?
And then, Edith, I know we've done a podcast an episode in the past, actually live from the Miss Amazing. And I think, because I know some other people that have been involved in it, and they said that there was a national one. Do you know anything about beyond the state?
Yes, I do, because I have been there. The national level is actually for the ones that got crowned in their state. So then they get to go to the national level to see if they can become the national queen for their division.
Do you know where
national? Different states.
Okay.
Sometimes.
So,
like this year, it's in Chicago.
Oh, it's in Chicago. So, our listeners are hearing this episode in the middle of the 21st of August, 2023, and so the state pageant is in Mouch. So it's in the past. But when is the national this year? When is the national?
Nationals is actually the end of July, first of August.
So by the time people hear this, it's going to be in the past. Now, are you going to the national?
But there's also the next year.
Okay.
Too.
So
to get a chance to go.
It would be awesome if in the state, if you become the queen for 2023, because it'll be like we are predicting the future, but by the time this episode airs, it would have already happened. So, yeah, and then the same thing with national, if you become a national queen. But you have to come back on and update us after the state and after the national, right?
Now I have a question for you, Edith. So do you get to see the Red Hand Man to nationals?
Yes, you could be. Yes, you can.
Hold on. Are you asking this on the pod right now? Like, Edith, because we're talking about this on the pod right now, and I'm not going to edit any of this out. As you know, I know Jose kind of asked, but I'll ask as a host. Can Jose be your right hand man at the national Miss Amazing?
Yeah, anybody can. Your dad, your brother, your friend.
Awesome.
So any man can.
So
as long as you're, I want to say it's 14 or older.
Awesome.
No. Never mind. Take that back. Same thing, not a thing.
All right, so listeners, if you guys are hearing this, we're going to come back and do a live video, live stream, the week this episode airs, and we'll let you know. So if you're listening to this, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on Special Chronicles, subscribe to our channel on YouTube, and we will come back to you with a live stream and let you know how Edith did at the state and the national Miss Amazing. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back from this next sponsor break, we're going to backtrack to Special Olympics. That's something that we all three of us share in common, as we are three of the 21,000 athletes in Illinois. And so all three of us are also athlete leaders. And we got two more segments to wrap up this episode. Edith, Illinois Miss Amazing 2022 Miss, and Jose from Live with Jose TV fame. And we'll be back after this short break. Support for Special Chronicles comes from ComEd. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program. The Energy Force is the country's first energy efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. ComEd is powering lives, and Wary is powering us here at Special Chronicles to keep the lights on and our technology is powered on. As ComEd powers the lives of us, they are literally giving a voice to people with special needs. We thank ComEd for the generous support of our mission at Special Chronicles. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. Support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Disability Business Resource Group. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with United Airlines and the Bridge BLG. Bridge BLG is committed to being an ally for all employees and customers with disabilities. Bridge helps to create internal awareness to keep accessibility needs in mind and partner with key organizations to empower disability inclusion for employment and travel. Bridge, connecting people of all abilities. Book your travel today on united.com or on the award-winning United app. Learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united. Don't you love that background music? Background music?
Yeah.
Well, I could have that could have faded out a little bit more gracefully. Hey, if you know all about being, I'm sure all the Illinois, all the Miss Amazing Misses and Queens know all about being graceful, making a graceful exit, and that sponsor break didn't make a graceful exit.
Wait, Edith, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think Miss Amazing is ever going to have, like, a pageant for men or boys?
That's a good question.
In the future.
Miss Amazing doesn't.
Is there a Mr. kind of a follow-up to
her? But a pageant that I'm going to be in on March 31st, there is a male for males to participate.
Oh, cool.
It's called Mr. Summerfest or
cool. And as a follow up, Edith, to Jose's question, is there a Misto Amazing? Or I guess is this pageant that you just told us about that you're about to go to, is it kind of the same people of all abilities type of same type of, yeah, like the same type of as Miss Amazing is?
There's not a Mr. Amazing. For Miss Amazing, but there is for the pageant that I'm going to in March. March 31st.
Which is, for the time our listeners hear this again, we want to remind you we are pre-recording this in the middle of March 2023. You all are going to hear this in August, in the middle of August. So this would have happened it's a weird, this whole podcasting pre-recorded thing is a whole weird science fiction thing. We'll talk to the listeners in the future about the past, which is about the future. So you're talking about events that are in the future from now, but it's in the past by the time our listeners hear this. Does all that science fiction make sense? The science fiction of podcasting? Okay.
Yeah, wait. Sure. It does.
Yeah. I'm like, who are you talking to, Daniel, besides both of us?
I'm also talking to the listeners. Thousands of listeners. Okay. Let's now switch into this next segment, talking all about Special Olympics, because that's something that we all share in common. It's something that we all love to be a part of, this movement, this inclusion revolution movement. So, we're recording this just a couple days after our Illinois State basketball tournament that we were all at. And so, Edith, Jose and I were there in more of a meet the inspired athlete leadership type of a role, but you and your team competed. Can you, and if all Meet the Inspired show wasn't live at the time of your 1 p.m. game, we probably would have been watching your game. But can you tell us overall how you and your team did at this 2023 state basketball tournament?
So we won our first game, but we lost our second game.
Oh, wait, that applause was for the win in the first game. And so what place did your team come in?
Came in second.
Well, that our audience still is applauding. It's still kind of... okay, awesome. And can you tell us, I guess, why you... Because I also play basketball. My team this season, we had a 5-3 record. We won 5 games, lost 3. Got second and third place is in our tournaments. And Jose, you have also played basketball in the past?
I've played basketball in the past. That's correct, Daniel.
Okay. Good. See, I think I got my it shows you how long we've known each other. Anyways,
I've made it down state for probably 2 years in the past straight and won the gold medal.
Awesome.
But yeah, making it down state is actually a fun experience. Especially if you're doing it for the first time. Edith was doing it for her first
time. That was the first time.
Going for basketball. The team I played with has been to state before.
So speaking of your first time, can you kind of tell us about what your first experience was like at state basketball?
It was a lot of fun, for sure. Besides the second game, was so competitive. I could say some other stuff about it, but I won't. I'll be nice.
You'll keep it PG-13, right?
Keep it PG-13. Yeah, I don't want to put any explicit tags on this podcast.
I got a question for you about that. So, since it was your first experience, what did you and some of your teammates did at Downstate?
So what we
like?
Did,
what activities? Were
Yeah. Like, are you talking about the sport activities, Jose, or the non-sport?
Non-sport activities,
like the dance and maybe a throwback to the first segment. Talking about a certain bags game.
So the first game, I played bags with Daniel and Jose and Dan and my cousin Shelby. And Daniel thought it was fun to try to throw the bags at me and Jose. No.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
Instead of trying to get it in the hole.
Hold the phone. Can I? For the record, because you are on my podcast, so I don't want the listeners to know that. Let me just, for the record.
You say you're not editing anything out, so
yeah,
we're putting the truth out there.
Yeah, it's all fun, Mr. Daniel.
Okay, for the record, I don't have good aim. Second, I was trying to put it in the hole. I was not trying to hit you guys.
Jose was sitting on the Blazers that was like 2 feet away from the. Short.
You're trying. I'm like, you were aiming at me.
Do we have
not
any?
Not literally, but I understand that you were trying to hit it.
I was. Do we have any?
Try to make your own score.
Now,
so, Edith, since you played back before, can you tell us how the scoring goes?
Yeah.
So if you get in the hole, it's 3 points. If you get on the board, it's 1 point. So say you get 3 bags on the board, that's 3 points.
All right. And
say you get 2 in the hole, you get 6 points. Now, if the person from the other team gets 2 bags in there, it cancels those 2 points out.
So
what happens if you knock one of the bags out? So let's say I'm red and he's green, for example, and I throw the red bag, it's on the board, but then his was before me and I hit him.
If you knock him in, then he would get a point.
Okay.
Because yours didn't go in with it.
So a follow-up question. Now that we got the points down, can you give our listeners and the host some tips on how to successfully throw the bags? when you play this game, can you? I'm asking for the listeners, and then I'm going to benefit from some advice. But can you give us some advice?
I mean, the way I was doing it was going behind the board and aiming it to the other board, because that made it a lot easier for me. Because if you stand on the side and you aim it, your chances are a lot harder to get it on the board. If you stand right behind the board, since it's centered, your chances are a lot easier to get it on the board or in the fun hole or bag.
Oh, right.
Whatever, bag hole, whatever.
The bag hole. Okay, good. Yeah. So we should...
You want to try to use your legs as much as possible. And some people, like, I like to throw it sometimes with my thumb on top and the rest of them underneath.
So then
try to throw it like a bolt with an arch on it. So then it has some air to go farther with that arch.
So are you saying, and again, this is mostly an audio podcast. Underhand. Okay. I was going to ask that. So underhand, because I was almost thinking like, and
you were throwing it overhand when you were playing with us. You're like, yeah, this is a basketball.
I know. That's what I wanted to do. Because, like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, basketball is so much easier. Like, throwing this over the... It's...
But if you did throw one like that, it wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, true. Okay, so it's underhand. Okay. So the next time that we all together, we should record a video, put it up on our Special Chronicles social media, and let our listeners see how, yeah.
Who's better?
See who's better, yeah. So, bringing it back to the dance and playing in bags, nobody got any pictures or video, right? Like, there's no video evidence.
My mom got pictures of it.
Okay. So,
that's funny.
I'm wondering. I might. Okay. I might regret this. But when this episode airs, the 21st of August, Edith, can you send me some of the pictures that your mom took? And on the Special Chronicles Instagram, we will put some pictures up so our listeners can see.
Sure.
Okay, and listeners, if you don't see any pictures, it means I decided not to.
He decided not to put them on because he saw himself throwing them.
Yeah. Okay, so Edith, send me the pictures that your mom took, and
I should have had her video it.
Oh no! See, I'm glad. Okay, but okay, let's move on. And
oh, my mom just said she might have got a video.
Oh,
there is a video out there.
Oh, man. Okay, listeners, stay tuned. When this episode airs, we will try to see if we can put a video up on our Special Chronicles Instagram and Facebook. So stay tuned. Follow us.
Talking back about Miss Amazing.
Yes.
What else do you do with them after you win the crown? Or
let's
like last year, what other community events are you involved with besides Special Olympics?
So I do a lot of community service hours for it. So I go out in the community, help, like in food pantries is what we do. We do fundraisers because it's a nonprofit organization. And we just go out and basically spread the word.
Spread the word of inclusion?
Of including people with disabilities. So, say you can only communicate with a computer device. We will accept you no matter what. If you have, as long as you have a disability.
Awesome. Okay. Well, for the sake of time, we've got a little bit more left in the show. And this is why we're going to have you on again. Another sport that you participated in, and we'll talk briefly about this, but is swimming, which I also have swam. And Jose, have you done swimming? I don't know if you've.
To answer your question, I only do it recreational.
Okay.
I don't do it as a team.
So, Edith, can you tell us very briefly what you enjoy about swimming in Special Olympics?
Oh, I love everything about swimming in Special Olympics, but except they don't offer more than just a 400.
Okay.
I'm more of the distance swimmer. I have done 25s. I have done 50s. But I mostly do your 100s, like the 100 IM, which is all four strokes, which is a 25 of fly, a 25 of back, a 25 of breaststroke, a 25 of freestyle, all in one race.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well,
and I also do a medley relay, which is, now this is different. It's actually, the relay goes back breast by three. And so a lot of people get that one confused. Why is it called the medley? Well, it's called the medley because you still have the IM strokes in there. But they're in an awkward order.
Awesome. Okay.
Your backstroke starts first. Then you have your breaststroke that goes.
All right. Awesome. Well, we could...
Can you also tell who you met in the past?
Oh!
During swimming.
Yeah.
I actually went to a conference or convention, whatever, and met Michael Phelps.
So when you just said that, I knew you were going to say Michael Phelps because he's one of the global ambassadors. And I knew you were going to say that even before when Jose asked it, because I also was told about that same convention swimming thing with Michael Phelps. And I should have done it. I should have done it along with you. And I think because I was so busy and I forgot to sign up. My mom even reminded me, so I had no excuse not to. Okay, so we don't have enough time to get into the Michael Phelps swimming conference that you attended, but we'll have to save that for the.
That'll be in the next episode.
That'll be in the next episode. So stay tuned, because we'll have to have Edith back on, and Jose back on, maybe even in person. All right. So with that, briefly, athlete leadership. How did you get involved? What roles have you done? And why should our listeners become involved in athlete leadership? So how, just briefly, how did you get involved?
The person who got me involved, her name is Karen Milligan. And she kept telling me I was a very good speaker. And so she wanted me to get involved with the leadership program since awesome. I was a global messenger.
Awesome. So you've, which I think now the global messenger role is changing to athlete leader, right?
Leader.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So awesome. And then why, so if we have any other Special Olympics athletes that are listening and are not yet involved in the athlete leadership programs, why should they become involved in athlete leadership?
Because then you could meet people cool like Daniel, Jose, me, and a lot of other athletes, and get yourself out there. And it will help you break the shell that you are trying to break, which is your negative, breaking out those negatives and getting rid of those negatives and bringing out your positive.
Awesome. I love that. Another good clip to pull out that we'll have to share. Cameron will probably love that quote. Briefly, Service Dog. I had mentioned that I had jotted that down in our show notes. And so you have a Service Dog. If our listeners see you at any events, whether it's Special Olympics events or Miss Amazing events or just in the community, they're going to see that you have
this. Speaking, Daniel.
He hears me speaking. Awesome. Well,
he hears you speaking, Daniel. So
can you tell us all about your service dog, why you have a service dog, how your service dog helps you?
I actually have it right here.
Oh, you're going to show this? So listeners, if you listen to the audio podcast, go check out the video on YouTube. Go check out the video on YouTube, and I will put Edith full screen. So you can see her service dog. Just go to specialchronicles.com, click on YouTube, and you can see Edith's service dog. And Edith, do you want to tell us about, just tell us briefly, because we've got less than 10 minutes left in the show.
So June is actually a service dog for seizures and anxiety. And she actually comes from a school that's in Anastasia College, and it's called Real Heroes. So, and they're also trained by the students, and they live with the students, and they become their fosters, and for a while, and then, she comes and stays with me, and then she goes back to the fosters or trainers, whatever you want to call them.
Awesome.
For a little bit, and then I'll have her again at my house so she gets used to my house and me. And then there's a last training session, and then she is fully mine, and we have what's called a placement day, and we got placed on August 28th of this year. I mean, last year.
Last year. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Well, we could talk a lot more about that, but we're going to take one final break. When we come back, we're going to have a very brief final thoughts segment and a final question that we can include all of these podcast interviews with. And Edith, Illinois Miss Amazing 2022, and Jose from Live with Jose TV fame. And we'll be back after this short break. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting, the easiest, most affordable option to get started in podcasting. At Special Chronicles, we proudly host our weekly podcast with Podbean and highly recommend you use Podbean Podcast Hosting to get started in podcasting today. Sign up for an unlimited hosting plan and get 1 month free now to get started in podcasting today when you visit specialchronicles.com/podbean. That's specialchronicles.com/podbean. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard, the easiest way to create professional live streams. StreamYard is a live streaming studio in your browser. Interview guests, share your screen, and much more. Stream directly to Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and other platforms. Sign up for StreamYard today using our StreamYard referral link when you visit specialchronicles.com/StreamYard. That's specialchronicles.com/StreamYard. And we're back with this final segment. Our guest, Edith Winans, Illinois Miss Amazing 2022, and her right hand man, Jose from Live with Jose TV fame. And Jose, are you going to be live streaming her Miss Amazing pageant coming up?
Maybe.
You can ask your mom.
My mom's in the audience, so I can have her try to live stream it.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, Someone has to try to teach your house. So
speaking of that, Jose can show her. Speaking of that, social media plugs. This is the point of the show when we wrap up before that, right before that final question, get to social media plugs. We're going to end with you, Jose. I mean, end with you, Edith. So we're going to go back. Anyway, because I changed the order around. First off, if you guys want to follow Special Chronicles, specialchronicles.com for links to follow this show on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you listen to your podcast, specialchronicles.com for links. And Jose, how can people follow Live with Jose TV on Facebook, YouTube?
Live with Jose TV on Facebook and on YouTube.
So follow and subscribe for some great interviews that Jose is doing. And Edith, how can the listeners follow you on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat?
They can go and search Edith Reynolds, and they can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll put links to your Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat in the show notes on specialchronicles.com for episode 540. So you guys just go look in the description wherever you're listening or watching this episode, and just click on the episode link, and you can find the show notes to how to follow Edith and Jose. And to learn more about Miss Amazing, you had told me in the pre-show that it's missamazing.org.
Yes.
So we'll put that link in the show notes as well. So if you guys are listening and you know of a young lady or a man that wants to be the white hand man, you guys can learn more to get involved. MissAmazing.org. And if I was more prepared, I would put it up on the screen. But just go look in the show notes. And to introduce we got a final question, and we're going to go ahead and, as Jose knows how we say this, let's go ahead and roll that bumple.
Right? We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising.
Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
Difference. Difference. Our demands are
equality. Equality.
Equality. Dignity.
Dignity. Dignity. And the recognition of our shared humanity.
We will not stop or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
And coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
And Edith and Jose, ever since I attended the Special Olympics World Games 2019 in Abu Dhabi, I have been asking all of our guests one final question, and I'll do the same with you. As you know, inclusion and inclusion revolution, as you just told in that PSA, is a big message in our Special Olympics movement. To have inclusion important here at Special Chronicles. And so I'll conclude with both of you. We're going to end with you, Edith, since you are the featured guest on this episode. And so you'll have the final word. But what does inclusion mean to you? Jose?
Inclusion means to me that everybody should be included. It doesn't matter if you have an intellectual disability or you don't have an intellectual disability, you should be all included in work, in the society, anywhere that you go, at school, because there shouldn't be any barriers. Yes, there were barriers in the past, but now everybody should be included.
Awesome. And Edith, what does inclusion mean to you?
Inclusion means to me is more of involving each other instead of disinvolving.
Awesome. Well, that's a perfect way to wrap up this episode. I wish we had more time, but we'll have to have you back on for a continuation of this awesome conversation, because we have a lot more that we could expand on these topics. Our guests have been Edith Reynolds, Illinois Miss Amazing 2022 Miss, and her white hand man Jose from Live with Jose TV. SpecialChronicles.com for links to follow Special Chronicles and myself. We'll be back next week and every week, every Monday, 6 p.m. Central Time on SpecialChronicles.com. And until then, have a great week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content that delivers to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.